brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing today? I am Skip LaCour, your MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning Coach, here with you one more day. Hey, thanks for joining me in the gym, so to speak, the gym of your mind. I'm asking you questions. I'm putting you through a mental conditioning workout to get you thinking about those thoughts, examining your thoughts, which leads to those actions, which will either get you closer or prevent you from getting closer to those plans, goals, actions, the experiences that you want to feel, that vision that you have for yourself. You are either moving closer or you're preventing yourself, sometimes even moving backwards. We really have to take the time to think about what we're doing. How many times have you looked back in the past and you think, man, if I had that time over again, if I would have just put a little bit more thought into it, I could have achieved a higher level or gotten to this point in my life a lot sooner. So we're being proactive. You're taking the time. Congratulations for taking this time, investing it in yourself in this passive manner. All you need to do is download this podcast every single day and let me do the poking and prodding and passively listen and just kind of go through the process. You just need to download it and schedule a time every single day for this daily discipline, this daily ritual of working on yourself. And I know that if you've been doing this for a while, you're seeing the benefits. Just how you're just noticing all the things in life, all the lessons that life is teaching you. The more aggressively that you can focus in on all these lessons, you will just stop just going through life and making the same mistakes over and over again. Life will always continue to be a challenge, a puzzle, a game that sometimes you think you're just winning, right? You know what this is like. You feel like you're just winning at a tremendously high level and everything is just awesome. And it could just be a couple days later and you're thinking, man, what am I doing? I deserve so much more. When am I going to get it together? And then there's a lot of days in between. You know, I tell you, those days in between are the ones you should be concerned with. Those are the times when you're probably letting a lot of time go by and really not taking any decisive action. And then, you know, a week goes by, a month goes by, and you really did nothing to aggressively get closer to those feelings, those emotions, those goals, whatever you believe that would make you happy. You've done nothing to it. So I'll tell you, the great times, you know, you really need to lock those in, enjoy every minute of them. Lock them in. By that, I mean, learn. What are you doing right now to enjoy those good times? What is your mind focusing on? What are the daily disciplines that you do every single day? Are you listening to this podcast? Are you really in a 10 mental state while you're listening to it? Do you really go through the process, right? And you feel that accomplishment, achievement of doing something that you know is powerful for you? Are you going to the gym on a consistent basis? Are you eating right? Are you more present when you're at work or with your loved ones? What is it that you're doing right now that puts you in that awesome state of mind? Is it an effect of that accumulates over time? You're doing a lot of things well and you're just starting to appreciate it, but there's something that you're doing with your mind or your specific actions that have put you in this place that you're on this roll, right? So we don't want to just go through them and hope they last. We want to, again, we want to stop and examine these life lessons that we're being taught every single day so we can, you know, call upon them, all these, this power, these resources, potential that you have. You want to call upon it on demand and not just hope it shows up. At the same time, we have to do whatever we can to get the most out of the life lessons during the challenging times too. Some valuable lessons can be learned there to prevent us from making those same mistakes. Part of my vision, my purpose, the reason why I get up every single morning and do this for you is I made a promise to myself that I was going to get through my challenging times. I was going to do everything I could to use this tremendous potential that I felt that I had that I just wasn't putting together. And it wasn't because I didn't have a good heart or I had good intentions or I wasn't willing to work hard. Those were definitely true. But maybe you know what I'm talking about. You know you have this good heart. You know you have these good intentions. You're doing the things that successful people tell you you should do. Right? You're doing those things. You're working hard. right? And you just can't seem to put it together. It's like this, like I said, this puzzle, this game, this combination lock that you're working so hard to put it together. You think you're doing all the right things, but you just don't seem to get it. And you wonder, man, am I ever going to get it? I know those times, and even worse, it's when you really know you work your butt off and you even achieve some things that people are very impressed by. The things that you set out to do, man, you accomplish them. And you know that you're one out of very few to set out to do it that accomplish them. Yet, at the same time, you're so far away from those feelings and emotions, those real experiences of happiness that, you know, that you are after. You may be really awesome in this one area of life, but you know, that area of life, that overall picture, you're so far away from it. You know, maybe you know what that's like, and it's just putting together. But I made that promise to myself that I was going to do something not only for myself, not only for my family, my family's family, my future family. I was going to do it to help you out, too. And that was what I was going to do, my mark on the world, my vision, to help everybody out there going through a little bit of pain, do whatever I could to help you work through it like I was so determined to work through it. And I continue to work on myself. Your manformation, your journey to become the best that you can be and offer the most value to the world, that level of happiness and fulfillment, as you already know, it's a continual journey that you got to get up every single day with your game face on. That's why it's so important for you to do whatever it takes, whether you feel like it or not, to take this 30 minutes of MTC, mental toughness conditioning, and do it. Do it in a passive manner. Let me do all the heavy lifting. Let me do the driving. You know, you get in the passenger, you ride shotgun, and just let me take you through the process. And I'll always say this, there are so many coaches, gurus, motivational speakers, experts out there offering advice. You're taking the time to listen to me with this big internet full of people and information. You've made this a part of your day. I really appreciate that. I will not let you down. I'll be here giving my all every single day to help you go through this journey. I tell you, I do one-on-one coaching, and I talk about it a lot. I believe so much in one-on-one coaching, and it's not just I'm so confident in my abilities to help people create instant change in their life and to help them get closer to, number one, getting a clear vision of what they want, very clear vision. That's where it all starts. And then examining their thoughts and actions every single day. And the follow-up, the accountability, is the most important part about it. Not only what I do for other people, but I get coaching myself for someone who's been striving for all these feelings, emotions, and goals. And maybe a lot of people think I've accomplished quite a few things. I know that there's a higher level, and I know the accountability factor to make me continue to focus on what I say that I want and not go back into the everyday patterns that have stacked my day, because how am I ever going to get ahead to take on these new thoughts, take on these new actions that may be, you know, slightly or radically different than the way that I've always been thinking? I know that it's going to take that superhuman effort and really just that focus, that having someone who knows what they're doing to keep me accountable. You know, I am a big advocate of coaching, and I get coaching in many different areas of my life because I know it's the best investment of my time if I'm really determined to reach my goals. And I've had all the motivation. I've gone to all the seminars. I've had all the general speaking. Right now I'm talking to you in general terms about how to get the most out of your life. And I know that many of you, I appreciate all the emails that you're sending me at skip@skiplacour.com. I know that you're digging the podcast. I know you're finding good value. It's making you feel good. You're examining your life. And I'm glad I can provide that service for you. At the same time, looking back over all my years, it's the one-on-one coaching where I'm not just talking in general terms, how it specifically applies to your life and maybe ways that you don't realize. That's when, you know, the real power happens. That shaves off a lot of time. It's the best investment of your time and financial resources. All right, so I talk about it a lot because I know if you're at a place right now, if you're at a place right now where you're struggling or it's tough to get up in the morning, or you wonder if I'm ever going to make it. Am I ever going to feel these feelings? Maybe time keeps on going by. You have those white whales that I've talked about, and you just wonder, man, am I ever going to, you know, have that relationship? I know what you're talking about. Am I ever going to have the guts, the balls to start that real legitimate business that I've been talking about for so long? I know how that feels, right? That feelings, that emotions, that openness, that continually peeling off those layers of, oh, wow, man, maybe I am challenged in this area. Maybe I need to start focusing on this. And then you just get better and better every single day. You know, I know what it is you're going through. And again, I want to do everything I can to help guide you, whether that's with me or somebody else, to push you, to guide you to the resources to help you get what it is you really want. Because, you know what, I'll tell you, man, I really wish that a mentor, a coach who would have come into my life and helped me look at things from a different perspective, just like one-on-one. I do my coaching sessions right now 2 days a week. That gives me a lot of the inspiration of the, if you find these podcasts helpful, it's really, you know, I go through life. I do exactly what I preach. I'm always looking for life lessons and what can I learn from a situation. And that's when I'm winning or losing in life or whatever in between. I also observe movies. I observe television, you know, people I come in contact in my regular life, my interactions with my wife and family, looking back on what stimulates in my mind, right? But I learn a lot by talking to passionate people who are committed to take their lives to the next level. And I learn a lot of the commonality of the challenges that we go through. And it just puts me at a position to really understand a lot of things. I really appreciate the time. And so I do them 2 days a week right now because, you know, I do these podcasts. You can see my footprint on the internet, all the things that I do, the bodybuilding training world, of course, where the majority of my focus goes is my supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much again for your support, massmachinenutrition.com or on bodybuilding.com. You can go to sltips.com/3. Again, thank you so much for reciprocating all this effort I'm giving to you and giving me a shot at Mass Machine Nutrition. I really appreciate it. My family really appreciate it. And thank you for creating a win-win situation. I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate that. And just like here every single day, doing this part, adding this value to your life, I will not let you down in that area too. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So I do them 2 days a week. And it's just so much. I get so much out of it, when I see a young guy, you know, I got a few young guys who are really driven, ambitious. Again, I like to say a lot smarter than me. I don't even know if this type of one-on-one coaching is available because I just know how much pain, angst, confusion, because what they're going through is so normal. It's so normal, but they don't know it's normal. And so they put too much pressure on themselves. A lot of times they don't have the full perspective. And they make decisions from a 23-year-old who hasn't gone through life. And, you know, we're all going to make our mistakes, and we'll continue to make our mistakes, and we'll learn from our mistakes. But sometimes, you know, if you could go into your future self, just think about that. And with your perspective, you could go back in time and just entertain a couple more points of view before you make your decision. Right? Well, you can't do that. But with this coaching, I get to do this for these young guys. It's such a great honor for me. I feel so blessed that they've put their faith and trust in me. But the point is that all that pain that I've gone through, right? All the crazy thoughts that I hear that they go through, how they're just not getting it quite yet. Man, I could just impart some wisdom, like a big brother, a father, that figure that they've never had, or, you know, I don't know how much of this goes through son to father, but I just know I'm just, God, just lightening up all that tension they have in their chest. I'm empowering them. And a lot of times because they've come to me because they respect what I've done in the past and what they hear on these podcasts, and they realize that I've had those same thoughts or I continue to have those same thoughts, and I let them know that that's a very common thought. Just that alone takes off that pressure, and then boom, you know, they're just, you know, focused on the challenge in front of them, what they have to do. And it's not so much questioning themselves. That alone, along with the accountability, is something that's just so powerful. One thing that I wanted to say is that, you know, from time to time, if this coaching, you know, if you like what I'm doing here with this Morning Connection podcast and you think you're, you know, you're getting a lot out of it, there's one thing I have to say is that, you know, here we are on Morning Connection podcast number 155. So we've gone 55 days in a row, 55 days on this round. And I did 100. If you go to skiplacour.com, Morning Connection, or on iTunes, you'll see the first 100. Check those out if you're new to listening to this podcast. Also, make sure that you listen to 91 through 100. And I really put a lot of time in kind of explaining, and I think you can get a lot of benefit by listening to the top 10 lessons, life lessons that I've learned so far. So far, that's podcast number 91 through 100. All right, so what I'm going to do is probably we'll see as it gets closer is do another stretch of a 100 before going off the air again. So here we are at 55. So that's a while from now. But if you like this connection, you know, you really want to take it to the next level. You want to think about getting some of this with, you know, specifically for you in one-on-one coaching. So you send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com if you're interested in that. I don't have a lot of time. That's one thing I want to make clear is that I talk about all the time because I'm always looking for the most brilliant, dedicated, driven people. It just makes my life so much easier. And I do have a certain demographic that I'm really even the most excited about, right? So I'm always looking for the best people to work with. But I'll give you a 25-minute session. I'll get you clear on where you're going, kind of sort some things out, give you a direction. So send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, and I'll do that. One thing is I'll do is I'll send you this questionnaire. And here's a little thing that just so that you know, I'll forewarn you. If I will in my busy schedule make the time, which I do from time to time, to do these free sessions to help you understand if this coaching is something that can work for you. And also, it's something that will work for me, too, that we're a good fit. I'll send you a questionnaire, and one of the questions is you know, you list your challenges, you know, and it's not so many words. It's about whatever your white whale is. What are you trying to change most in your life, right? And it asks you a series of questions, and one of those is, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is it for you that you must change now, right? What type of sense of urgency do you have? And I just want to tell you that the closer you are to a 10, the more chance you'll have that I will break away from my schedule to do one of these sessions for you, right? You know, like I said, I guess what I'm saying is that I talk a lot about it. It's just that I don't have a lot of time because I want a whole roster. I want a whole list, whether it's a on-deck waiting list or whatever it might be, of the most driven, the most committed people who are on an 11 on a scale from 1 to 10. So if you do send me an email, skip@skiplacour.com, and I send you the questionnaire, and it says, where you are right now, you don't want to put a 5. You know, actually, I just had one yesterday. A gentleman sent me, and he said, 5, I could, you know, it's not really all that important in my life that I change now. It's a 5. I appreciate the honesty, but if I'm giving the impression that, you know, I'm just sitting around waiting to do these one-on-one coaching sessions, then I'm not giving you the right appearance. I'm not presenting the whole situation well for you. I'm giving you the impression that you can sit back and kind of wait. Like I said, you were going to go to 100, and then this stretch is going to be done for a while. So it's time to take action now if you really want to create that change. And, you know, the best things in life, there's a lot of competition for them. So I just want to let you know that. But again, you know, I love the sessions when I can create that clarity and just, you know, help guys, young guys especially, kind of understand where it is they're going and just give them that clarity. I tell you, all the growth, I mean, their financial growth, because that's what they're focusing on. I had You know, one guy who came to me for contest preparation, he saw what I've competed in bodybuilding competitions, and what that evolved to is this deeper connection with his wife and how they're planning a family, things that they didn't think about. You know, it's a perfect situation of those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that I've focused on so much, and I'm in my mind, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich of life, I made it out to be the most magnificent Thanksgiving dinner in the world. And I achieved that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I just wondered, well, why am I not happy now? Because I needed a little bit more thought into that, and that's what it is. Just really into business, really sharp business person that was, you know, putting off those real feelings and emotion, you know, and, you know, they're actually on their way to having a family. And just at the beginning, you know, of this, the session, he was focused on something totally different. It's just good to see, you know. In addition, you know, young guy, you know, he's lost 27 pounds at this point, and just in the last 2 months. And it's an area that he looks in the mirror and he knew all the time. But, you know, we have this way of blocking those things that are white whales, the things that we need to do. We have this way. I know what that's like myself. And it's so good to have someone slap us on the side of the head and get us focusing on what it is we really want. But like I said, life is always teaching you lessons. Are you paying attention? And this, as you listen to this, as you watch movies, I mean, you should be going through the process. What can I learn from this? Every single day. That's why I take you through our daily disciplines full of questions. You know, one thing that I have learned over time, and I want you to think about how true is this for you, is when you feel your best, when you're the most productive, when you know, have those great times that I'm talking about, it's when you're just so focused on some ambitious goal to you. I mean, you can't compare yourself to anybody else. Maybe it's really ambitious compared to other people. Maybe it's not. But you versus you, it's something that just you get you excited. It just drives you to become your very best, manage your time a lot better, all your resources. You manage your finances to make this come true, whereas before, how am I going to make this happen? I don't have the money to do this, but you're so committed, you make it happen. I mean, life, it gets challenging, and sometimes you may wonder, why am I putting so much of this self-imposed pressure on myself? But it just makes this journey of life so much more awesome, whether you're winning or losing or somewhere in between. Somewhere along the line, you got fixed on this goal, and you're maximizing your time, energy, effort, your talents, your potential, right? Thing is, and you're getting all this extra time out of your day, all this energy out of your body, all this financial resourcefulness that you had inside you all the time to make this happen, right? That's when, you know, you're at your best. The thing is, and I know you've had experiences like that. The key is how can you get yourself in that state of mind? How can you put yourself in that position more often, right? Because, you know, time stacks by. I mean, months of that type of productivity, that enthusiasm, that maximizing your time leads to a magnificent life. And you get closer to that, those plans, those goals, that vision that you have. You know, think about that when you're at your best. Think about, contrast that to maybe where you are, you know, right now, or what you can do more of. And it just reminds me of this one mentor I have, very successful multi-millionaire. You know, I don't know, have you had people in your life who, they just seem like they're everywhere? I mean, you look on the internet, they've done this. Like, you just go, how the hell did they get, there's only 24 hours in the day. How the hell did they produce so much stuff? You know, maybe it's somebody on TV. You're thinking, they're here, they're there. You're thinking, wow, you know, what do they get on private jets and go here? They're everywhere. And to you, it just seems like they're just packing so much more productivity in their day and their week. And you're wondering, well, when did they do all this? They did all this in a week? Or does it just seem like, do they stretch it over a few months or a year? It's just maybe you're noticing it. Because is there any way humanly possible someone can get so much stuff done? Do you know people like that? And then you compare that to yourself and you go, what the hell am I doing? God, you know, maybe I shouldn't have taken that nap on Saturday. Am I sleeping too much? What am I doing? There's 24 hours a day for all of us. How does that person get so much done? And, you know, so much so that you want to push away. You don't want to see that person. If they're your Facebook friend, you just skip by because it seems like they're all over the world or they're producing so much stuff. That makes you feel lazy, right? I have a lot of people, whether or not some people think that I get a lot of stuff done or not, I have people in my life that I'm just going, how the hell do they do it? And part of, you know, being honest here is that there's a part of me that wants to resist, you know, not hating on them, not wishing the worst on them, not diminishing what they've accomplished in any way. But it's kind of painful to me that I kind of want to take it off my radar, right? No, nothing against them. I just don't want to see it. It just causes too much angst in me. Do you know what that's like? Right? And then what I do is when I feel that way, I just understand that, you know, I've seen it so many times in the gym, whether it's with myself or other people, is like, you know, when that guy who's your same weight is lifting twice as much weight as you, all of a sudden you can lift a lot more. You could probably have lifted a lot more physically if you had that mental push, someone to pace you to show that it's possible, or get mad at yourself, get inspired, right? All of a sudden, you're so much physically stronger just because you had that source of inspiration. And I realize that happens everywhere with everything, making a product better, doing more, presenting whatever you're doing, raising the quality. Right. And so when I feel myself wanting to push away, oh, this is so painful. Right. They're showing me up. They're making me feel bad. They're making me feel lazy. I know that's a great sign. And I do everything I can to resist that and make sure that they continue to be in my circles. I continue to check the internet, see what they're doing. And I use that as a source of inspiration. I turn that pain or angst or discomfort that they're causing me, I turn it into power. But that mentor of mine, he said, you want something to be done, you give it to a busy person. And he says that a lot of times, and I guess I look at him and like, you know, how does he get so much stuff done? But again, it's not sometimes what you see in your life and the things that you're told, right? It's really not all the things, you know, as your coach, your mental toughness conditioning coach, your mentor, someone maybe you respect, you just for a different opinion, maybe it's just for a great party conversation or whatever it is. It isn't really what I say. It's, you know, how you relate to it or you don't relate to it, how you interpret what I'm saying from your perspective. That's what really counts. And so I would hear all that stuff, really didn't kind of really set in fully until, you know, I retired from competitive bodybuilding. I knew I was tired. I knew that I really wanted to think about my next step instead of just jumping in and working hard. You know, that's when I kind of started rethinking what I talked to you about just working hard. Let's do a little bit more thought and let's work effectively and efficiently. I think I may have overdone it by waiting too much, right? Well, now started Mass Machine Nutrition, family, everything that I have now. See, I understand what he was talking about because I look over course today and sometimes I can't believe how much stress, how much pressure, how much responsibility I've given to myself. And I think back of how much, if I would have had this mindset, take on more, more, more. Don't wait till you're ready because there's not going to be a time where you're ready, especially if you want to produce and accomplish things that you've never accomplished before. There's never going to be a time where you go, okay, I am in the perfect mindset now to take on more. There really isn't that time because you don't know what it's like. You don't know what you have to do. You don't know how much pressure you have to put on yourself, how hard you have to work, how well you have to use your resources. You've never been there before. You just got to jump in and just take on more and more and more and find a way to handle it. It's almost like, you know, you've heard that analogy. If you're thirsty, right, then your body's way past the point of dehydration. You should drink a little bit of water all throughout the day. But if you're feeling thirsty, you're way past the point. You know, my analogy to that would be, If you feel you're ready to take on more, well, okay, now I'm ready to take on more. I've organized things in my life. Now it's time to take on more. If you are feeling that way, I'm just telling you, you know, from my experience, from what I've seen with people, then you're way past the point where you really could have taken on more. You've wasted a lot of time, all right, waiting for this feeling. That means you got nothing going on. You're not even coming close to that ambitious dream life that you want, and you're finally recognizing it. Now you're feeling thirsty, so to speak. All right, so it's to be proactive and take on more and more and more. I really know what he was talking about now. If you want something done, give it to a busy person because they're always using their time and their resources, their energy, the people around, even making decisions. Making decisions, I don't know, like what do you spend your time doing? Do you clean your own house and your own toilets or have your wife do that, for example? Or do you pay for a housekeeper to do that once a week? Right? And I'm just using that as an analogy because I know that some people say, oh, of course, you know, that's such a great investment of my time. They do that. That's just what they do. That's part of their job. It's worth the money rather than me every single week turning into maid mode and then becoming the toilet bowl expert. Right? And you believe there's other things that I can do, even if it's enjoying more time with my family. It's worth my resources to pay for an expert, someone who does that, and I can put my time, energy into this, listening to this Morning Connection podcast. You know, whatever it is that will really get you close to your goal, you invest in someone else to take care of those smaller things. At the same time, I know when I say this, that's really challenging a lot of you. You're going, no, I can do all that stuff myself. You know, I'm not some king or some, you know, prissy, spoiled person. I can clean my toilets. I can do this. I can do that all myself. Well, all that stuff accumulates over time. I mean, the time accumulates, the energy accumulates. You know, so even how you manage, and that's just one little scenario about time management, what's worth it. You know, for me, where I'm in my business, you know, you see a lot of things I do, whether it's artistic or web work and things like that. And, you know, I need to make sure that I don't fall into this thing where, oh, I'm really hands-on. And, you know, I like to be in every facet of my business. And I'm a hustler and I'm a hard worker. Because that mentality, if you overdo it, can really hurt you. And so the thing is look, I'm not a web designer. I mean, I can do a lot of things. I know I have a vision. I'm talented. But there's people out there who do it every single day. They know it like the back of their hand. And I don't do it every day, or I don't even do it every week or every month. So all the stopping and starting and also putting off doing it because I'm a little uncertain, you know, I can figure it out. It's like, well, what's the highest and best use of my time and resources to pay somebody doing that? The point is all these decisions, whether it's to get a website designer or it's to get a maid for you or your wife, that decision is going to be based on how busy you are, how much you've taken on. Right, so if you wait until you can take things on, you're way past the point. You're not going to use all that mental ingenuity and creativity and time management and potential and resources and your ability to get other people to negotiate all these talents that you need to maximize to get all the best things in life. You're not going to use them to their fullest if you've got plenty of time in your day. You're waiting. Take on more. is basically what I'm saying. I'll tell you, if that's a lesson that I could have used earlier in my life, that's one of those ones that I just want to plant that seed for you right now. Pass along what my mentor said. If you want something done, give it to a busy person. And I want you to take that other analogy. If you are thirsty, you're way past the point of dehydration. You can't wait till you feel that. You can't wait till you feel like, okay, now I'm ready to take on more. That's not really how it works, and I'm sure that when the things that you've really accomplished, that people just admire you, you had that mentality, whether you realized it or not. The thing now, you sold yourself on it. You didn't know why, but you proved it to yourself. The things in life that we really want is usually things that we're not so sold on. That's going to make the difference, having that same attitude of the things we really love to do and the ones that we're not quite as driven or passionate about. And we know we need to do it. It's to adopt that same mentality. So here I am making you conscious of that. Take on more. Busy, busy, busy. You'll find a way how to manage. You'll look back and you'll say, man, that's the best advice I ever got. And you'll even impress yourself. You'll go, wow, this is how the big boys do it. This is how the big boys do it. And that's why I see them everywhere and doing all this. It all starts with taking on more and feeling comfortable with that uncomfortableness of that stress, that pressure of taking on more, because you get used to it. It's not a big deal after a while because you grow. Mental toughness conditioning. Take on more. Get busier. Challenge yourself. That's what the big boys do. You want to be one of the big boys? You need to keep that in mind in all areas of your life. Take on more. All right, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? What was that moment yesterday when you go, wow, life is pretty cool? What was that cool moment? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that dream, that vision, that goal, that achievement, that accomplishment, that feeling, that emotion, that experience, that relationship, something that you really want. Maybe it's your white whale. Right, that's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, getting busy, taking on more. Right, it's going to take you months, if not years, to actually achieve. I want it to be a really ambitious goal. Right, so it gets you up early in the morning. It keeps you up late at night. It keeps you searching for these lessons that life is dishing out because you want it so badly. And every single day, take 3 seconds just to visualize it, picture it, and make that picture even more clear in your mind. Is what you're doing right now, this is a question you ask yourself throughout the day, because we know that what you're doing right now is helping you get to those results. But is what you're doing right now really helping you get to those results that you really want? Is this the highest and best use of your time? What I'm doing for the next couple of days, I'm shutting things down. I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul, and I'm just focusing, you know, on one particular area of my business. Phone's going off, less internet presence besides the basics, besides connecting with you. And I'm doing that. So the question is what you're doing right now really helping you get the results that you really want? I got to ask you this again. What are those results that you're after? What are they? I don't want you to work really hard like I've done in the past and work really hard and thinking that peanut butter and jelly sandwich is the result that I really want, only to find out later after working so hard, after accomplishing it, to learn, this was the big feeling, emotion, the result that I really wanted. Right, continually ask yourself that question. Your answers will change over time, but you have to continually ask yourself that question. All right, thank you for doing this for yourself, listening to this Morning Connection podcast, going through some MTC, mental toughness conditioning, with me. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.